Auditioning breaks efficiently for old school D&B vibes, intermediate Ableton live workflow. All right, let's get into one of the most important jungle and old school D&B skills there is, choosing the right break fast, in context, and then committing before you scroll yourself into oblivion. The whole point today is speed plus taste, not how to find the perfect break after 3 hours, but how to audition dozens of breaks at your project tempo through a consistent classic processing chain and end up with a rolling 16 to 32 bar drum section that already feels like a tune. First, set the tempo before you touch the browser. Jungle is usually 160 to 170. D&B is often 170 to 176. If you're unsure, set 174. That's a sweet spot where most classic breaks feel at home. Now set global quantization to 1 bar. This is a tiny setting that changes everything, because clip launches and swaps will land tight and musical. Create 3 tracks. One audio track called Break Audition. This is your playground. One MIDI track called SUB or Bass REF. This is just a simple reference tone so you can judge groove properly. And a return track called Drum Room for quick space checks. Here's the mindset. You're building a mini audition machine. You're not writing the whole drum arrangement yet. You're building a fair testing environment so the right break wins for the right reasons. Next, make the browser work for you, because organization is half the battle. Open collections and set up a few tags. I like having a clear winners tag, a maybe tag, then something like clean for breaks that slice well, and dirty for already crunchy, character-heavy loops. Your names don't matter, but the habit does. When you search, don't just type break. Use the legendary keywords. Amen, think, hotpants, funky drummer, Apache. Then add vibe words like jungle, ride, ghost, fill, shred. And if your library uses tempo labels, add something like underscore 170 or 174 to narrow the list fast. Before we start dragging stuff in, quick preference check. Enable auto warp long samples in preferences under record, warp, launch. That way longer breaks come in ready to behave. And please set your preview volume so it isn't tricking you. A louder file is not a better break. It's just louder. Now the audition workflow on the break audition track. Drag a break onto the track. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be on transients, and the envelope can start around 40 to 70%. You'll adjust by feel, but that range tends to keep the punch without turning the break into a weird stutter. Set the loop length to 2 bars. This is important. A lot of classic breaks have the magic in bar 2, the little ghost notes, the tiny varinations, that oh moment that makes it roll. If you only loop 1 bar, you will reject great breaks by accident. Now let it play. Don't judge it on bar 1. Let it run 4 bars. Bar 1 is your ears adjusting. Bars 2 through 4 are where you actually decide if it has that urgent pull. If the loops start and end aren't clean, trim it and then consolidate. Command or Control J. Consolidating a perfectly trimmed 2-bar loop is one of those small workflow moves that makes arranging later ridiculously faster. Now, let's warp correctly. Because bad warping is how you accidentally delete the funk. Old breaks drift, that drift is part of the feel, so we're going to be minimal and musical. Find the first clean downbeat, right click and choose warp from here, straight, then go to the next bar downbeat, maybe bar 2 or bar 3, drop a warp marker and align it to the grid. Here's the rule, fix bar downbeats, not every transient. If you pin every kick and snare, you'll get perfect timing and zero groove. Jungle without funk feels fake immediately. If something sounds weird, try fewer markers first. Complex Pro is a last resort for breaks, because it can soften transients. Most of the time, beats mode plus minimal markers is the move. Now the fun part, your classic break processing rack. This is how you make every break feel like it belongs in the same universe while you audition. On the break audition track, build this chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to kill rumble that steals headroom. If it sounds boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400. If it needs snap, a small lift around 3 to 6K can help. But keep it tasteful. Old school breaks can get harsh fast if you overhype the top. Next, drum bus. This is your instant 90s attitude box. Add a bit of drive, add crunch somewhere around 5 to 15, and if you want weight, you can use boom lightly, tuned around 50 to 70 Hz. Then bring up transients a bit to get that crack back. After that, saturator. Use analog clip or soft sign. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is where the break starts feeling like it's coming off a record instead of a clean file. Then glue compressor. Keep it gentle, attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, you're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not flattening. Then utility at the end. This is where you level match and do quick A/B comparisons. If you don't level match, you'll always prefer the louder break, and that's not taste, that's psychology. Extra coach move here, add a limiter at the very end of the audition chain, sealing at minus 1 dB, and keep it only shaving 1 to 2 dB on peaks. This is not mixing, this is constant loudness so you don't get tricked by hotter samples. Also aim for the audition track to peak around minus 6 dB. If you're clipping, you're not auditioning, you're just getting adrenaline from distortion. Now group that whole chain into an audio effect rack. Command or Control G. Map a few macros so you can shape breaks fast without clicking around. Map crunch to drum bus crunch. Drive to saturator drive, sap to drum bus transients, air to an EQ shelf, and glue to the glue threshold. Now you've got one consistent jungle lens you can view every breakthrough. Next, audition in context, because solo drums lie on the SUB or bass REF track, load operator, put it on a sine wave, make a simple MIDI clip that hits on the one, maybe one or two notes, nothing fancy, add a light saturator with soft clip, so it behaves like a real mix, where bass isn't totally pristine. Then add a simple hat layer, even just a closed hat on 16ths. Quiet, you're not writing the hat pattern yet. You're testing swing compatibility. Does the break fight the hat? Do the ghost notes complement the off beats? If it clashes, it might not be a bad break. It might just want a different hat pattern, or no hat layer at all. If you want to go even deeper, drop a reference track into the set and level match it with utility. Flip between your loop and the reference to check brightness, punch, and how the snare sits. Now we get to the big workflow rule. Commit or move on. Give yourself a strict timer. If it doesn't slap in 20 seconds, tag it and keep moving. A practical flow that works. First 5 seconds, listen raw. Next 10 seconds, turn on your rack and shape quickly. Last 5 seconds, check with bass and hats. Then decide. Winner, maybe, or no. Tag it immediately in collections. And rename your clip with useful information, not just Amen03. Try something like Amen174 tight or Think Loose Swingy. You're leaving notes for future you, and future you will thank you. Now, one more pro workflow trick. Build a micro shortlist inside the actual set. Instead of ending with 50 maybes in the browser, create a scene called Candidates. Then duplicate your break audition track into 3 to 5 lanes, or resample a few finalist clips, just for this session. The goal is that you end the browsing phase A/B testing 5 finalists, not endlessly second-guessing 50 options. If you've got a controller or push, here's another level up. Map a pad or key to clip stop on the break audition track, and another to clip launch. Then your habit becomes stop, swap sample, launch. You stay in listening mode, not mouse mode. And if you want hands-free auditioning, you can go full mad scientist with follow actions. Put 6 to 10 break clips in session view. Set each clip to follow action next after 2 bars, and now Ableton cycles breaks while you just listen and tag. It's surprisingly effective. Now, when a break almost works, don't instantly start fixing it like it's a mixdown problem. Swap its role. If the snare is perfect but the kick is weak, treat it as a top break. High pass it and layer it later. If the kick is strong but the hats are ugly, treat it as a low mid break. Low pass or band pass it and let another layer handle the sparkle. That mindset keeps you fast and creative. Optional advanced validation. The dual warp method. Duplicate a break into 2 clips. One is groove safe. Minimal warp markers, feel intact. The other is grid safe. Markers on bar downbeats, transitions locked. Use groove safe for the main role and grid safe for edits, fills, and switch points where tightness matters. Now let's do the break switch test, because jungle is movement. Before committing to a second break, make an 8-bar handshake loop. Bars 1 to 4. Break A. Bars 5 to 8. Break B. Listen for snare tone continuity. Also listen for the noise floor and room sound. If the ambience suddenly changes and distracts you, that switch might feel amateur in a full arrangement, unless you plan to mask it with fills or effects. If you need small fixes during auditioning, don't slice the whole break yet. Use clip envelopes for volume to mute tiny moments, like an annoying flam or an extra kick. That's a clean, fast fix that doesn't drag you into full break surgery. All right, you've got a winner. Now we'd immediately arrange, because that's how you escape the 8-bar loop trap. Here's a classic 32-bar drop skeleton. Bars 1 to 8. Full break plus bass. Establish the groove. Bars 9 to 16. Add variation. Maybe an open hat, a crash, a tiny ghost edit, or a ride layer to lift energy. Bars 17 to 24. Break switch. Swap to a second break, or switch to a filtered version of the same break. Bars 25 to 32. Reload moment. Drop out for one or two beats, then slam back in. When you do that reload, try not to kill the energy with total silence. A nice trick is a one-beat air gap. Cut the break for one beat, leave a tiny room tail or filtered noise, then bring the snare back first and the kick a half beat later. That hits hard and still feels continuous. Also, follow the 16-bar evolution rule. Even in a roller, something should change every 8 or 16 bars. Add or remove a ride, swap to a thin filtered clip, introduce a small fill, or pull the kick for one beat before the phrase change. And here's a super fast way to get three sections from one break without overthinking. Duplicate your chosen break clip into three versions. Full, your main, thin, high pass it for tension. Bark, band pass around 300 Hz to 3K Hz for that nasal mid punch. Now you can arrange by swapping clips, not rebuilding drums. When you're happy with the vibe, do the resample to commit move. Resample 8 bars of your processed break to a new audio track. That freezes the sound, prevents endless knob fiddling, and it makes editing feel like working with a record, which is very on brand for old school. Quick common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't overwarp and kill swing. Don't audition break solo with no bass reference. Don't smash everything with heavy limiting early, because everything will sound good and then collapse later. Always level match, because louder isn't better. And be careful layering breaks without checking phase, because that's how you get hollow snares and weak kicks. If you want darker, heavier vibes, try a parallel crush return. Put saturator and drum bus on a return, maybe a little EQ boost around 200 Hz and 4K Hz, then blend it in 10 to 30%. You get aggression without destroying your transients. This audio version is shortened for playback.